Depression was, yes, I can remember the I remember the dust storms too. And we lived east of Mobridge, and it would be in one particular instance when my the storms were so bad, the dust was so bad you could hardly see. Nobody could, it was just black, couldn't see. And my dad would, he had a team of horses, and that's how he got around. He didn't drive, he used a team of horses, and he had cloths put over their noses so they could breathe, wouldn't get all the dust in their noses, and he had a handkerchief tied around his head, face. There was, between Mulbridge and where we lived, at one time the dust was so bad it was like snow drifts in the ditches. It was real thick. Well, there was a couple, they were in a car, they ran off the road, and they ended up in this ditch with this, just like you can imagine the dirt is out in California right now. The car was just stranded in this dust. And he came upon them with a team of horses, and the woman, she was crying, she was just near hysterics because, well, whatever, I call it hysterics. She thought, she said to him, they thought they were going to die in the car. The wind was blowing and nobody, they couldn't see anything. And he had them come out, they got in the wagon with the horses, and he brought them to our house. And she, there for a while, you know, and oh my, she was so grateful and so glad, and she just said, oh my, in German, she said, you know, oh, she thought we're gonna die. Well, then when the, finally when the wind subsided a little bit, he did take them back to the car and dug it out, you know, shoveled them out, and they were able to get back on the road and get going again. But the dust storms, it was gritty. It was just, we had dust on the windowsills. We just couldn't, you couldn't, it seeped in, and the houses were not that well built. It just seeped in, and it would be thick. And then it would get into your food, and you just, like you kind of ate, it was gritty. It's like you're in a dust storm, and it's just, it gets in your mouth and all over. Yeah, it was quite a time.